good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Freedom Lights Radio. Up next is See the Power in You with Miss Judy Lynn Cole. And there she is. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm
oh, good
excellent.
Afternoon. Well, it's morning where she is. She's in California. Listen, we're going to be broadcasting. I am at Double V Flying Ranch, which is the home for the nickname is Ham Daffy Acres, but it's the home for the horse rescue here in Reading, Michigan, and their motto is Living on a Wing and a Prayer. But we are very fortunate today to be rejoined by Mary D'Ambrose. But before I introduce Mary, I want to make an announcement about the Temple of Saqqara Annual Conference, which is coming up July 27th and 28th. But it actually starts on the 26th, and it goes through the 29th. There's extra fees to participate on the Monday afterwards, but we actually open the conference at 5 p.m. on July the 26th. And I will be presenting there my presentation. I have a little bit right at the beginning. I have periodic things throughout. I have an actual, my lecture is actually 2:45 on Saturday afternoon, and then I will be offering a class on the Monday afterwards about sound healing. And we have about, oh, golly, I'd say about 50 or 60 speakers lined up. You have your choice. There's four concurrent tracks that go the whole time. This will be about, oh, golly, I think we're about at year 35 for this conference, and we have some wonderful things going to happen this year. We will be having a fire walk. There is an extra fee for the fire walk, but I think for a single person, if you bring your own tent, the cost is like $55, and if it's a couple, it's $95, and children are free. So this is in Allegan, Michigan, Temple of Saqqara, July 26th through the 29th, and we hope that you will join us. The theme this year is Healing the Planet Through the Vortex of Love. Do you have any announcements, Cheryl?
I don't have any at this moment.
Okay, well, we are very fortunate to have Mary D'Ambrose back with us today. Mary D'Ambrose is a fabulous artist. She's a healer. She's an author. She's a speaker who uses many methodologies in her work, including her intuitive gifts. And she has just this tremendous mastery of what she calls structural engineering of the body, mind, and spirit. Mary is both an ordained minister, and she is certified in reconnective healing and reconnection. And we started interviewing Mary 2 weeks ago, but we got interrupted with the phones not working right, so we're kind of going to pick up where we left off. Mary is a self-taught artist. She lives down in Tampa, Florida, and she focuses on creating and using healing art for both adults and youth. And she's working also with people with developmental disabilities and really getting penetration and depth and connection. She has really unique, deeply resonating artwork that includes the use of symbols, sacred geometry, color, and sound. And she calls this sound celestial music. And she uses this art to bring about positive change in the person's perception. And she moves the person towards this greater sense of wholeness and health just by watching her art, just by being in the room with her art. And as the light hits the art, it modulates the colors, which puts you into a range of frequencies that is just phenomenal. These embedded symbols, and I call them impulses of nature, they allow the viewer to release patterns of what no longer serve them, while very subtly shifting somebody out of this holding pattern that most of us get into and get stuck in, which is about stress and fear and doubt and inviting more unconscious awareness to emerge. And what that does is that makes room for further healing to take place. In the last couple of years, Mary's art has been exhibited in seminars and presented at conferences, in the Midwest that work to bridge science, medicine, spirituality. She's been working with Dr. Rita Melisano, who is the assistant director at Trinity Enrichment Center in Iowa, and at the oncology department at Trinity Hospital in Iowa, where many of her artwork are installed. And while many of her pieces are in private collections, her artwork can also be found in the public sector, in hospitals and wellness centers. And we are so delighted to have Mary back with us. For those of you who want to multitask and check out her website, it's www.serotoninart, that's serotoninart.com. Welcome, Mary. We're so glad to have you back. I hope the phone's
taken.
That was
quite an introduction. I think you said it all.
Oh, no. Listen, where we left off last time, we were talking about things that impede people healing and making the shift. And one of the things that we were talking, where we got stopped, was really when we started talking about the amnesia factor.
Which is so important.
Can you explain to us, how does the amnesia factor appear when you start working with someone?
Well,
what does that signify, and how do you get them past it?
It's I had great training as a child, where I chose to stay awake and not fall into the, as I call, the amnesia factor, where people either choose to stay awake or just is so thick with the energy field here that it gives them almost a sleepiness. And if their parents have fallen asleep, then it's very difficult for the little ones to stay awake. They'll even ask their siblings, help me to stay awake, which is, I find, very amazing. I had the battle of staying awake, realizing that I spoke telepathically to my parents and siblings and they weren't responding. And that's where the clues immediately was, it's the amnesia factor. Of course, I didn't call it that as a child, but I realized that it was prevalent. And, of course, before coming here, we're all aware that this is going to happen and how to avoid it or to stay awake is a challenge. So staying out in nature was how I was able to stay awake, because I could hear nature speaking to me, and that's how my artwork was started. You know, with a little pen or crayon, whatever was available, I just communicated on paper to the universe. And I started that in, at home before going to kindergarten, and then being in kindergarten, drawing vortexes. And it was almost, it looked like the same vortex constantly, and my kindergarten teacher said, can you draw anything differently? And I looked at her and was like, how could you ask me that? That's how I get in and out. It was so important. It was almost like an insult. It was like to close those doors, those important sacred doors, and they were a reminder of where I was before I came.
Right.
So I kept drawing those, and I realized that my teacher had the amnesia factor. So
just as the family did.
Just as the family, and actually, one of my brothers was awake. We would actually go in and out of different doorways. He fell asleep later, and I think it was because of it's a huge challenge to kind of go against the consciousness thinking. It can be
right.
Very difficult for a child. It's very difficult for an adult. I find it in all ages when I'm working with people that they're afraid of they won't fit in after the waking up.
Right.
God, I didn't have that. I was created in a way that it was like, oh, well. Oh, well, you know, and I would just go out in nature and talk, and it was very important for me to have some kind of, like, something to put down on paper if I wanted to, and if I didn't, then I would keep it in my mind. I could paint or draw in my mind all the time.
Sure. Absolutely. And, you know, that uses a different part of the brain differently. Something I'd like to do share with our audience is you can determine if you are predominantly, or if somebody that you're with is predominantly a left brain person or predominantly a right brain person. And this is very important if you're in sales, or it's very important if you're just trying to communicate with someone to know what is the dominant brain pattern of the person that you are trying to communicate with. And so what you do is you you stand up and you put your feet hip distance apart, and you take your hands up over your head and you clasp your two hands together, palm to palm, and fold your fingers and thumbs around each other, and then bring them down in front of you and look to see which thumb is on top. So my question for you, Mary, is which thumb is on top when you do that?
Well, that's interesting. I had another process when, and I'll get back to that, where I was given this test to draw a tree to see if I was left brain or right brain. I didn't know what the test was for.
Uh-huh.
And the tree was exactly equal on the right side and the left side.
Oh, interesting. So
right.
You're using both the left and right sides of the brain.
Exactly. So they said you're left and right.
Well, see, that's what I find, and I teach a sonic art class where I teach artists how to find the song that is in their art. And most people only paint half of the coating in their art and are using the bilateral symmetry. And yours is direct. The mind doesn't have to go into the bilateral symmetry on the art pieces that I've seen. I haven't seen all of your art pieces, but I had the opportunity to be in the Trinity Enrichment Center in Iowa, where quite a few, five pieces were on display.
That's what was left by the time you got there. I had quite a few, but as soon as we opened up the doors, they were, if you're talking about where they were on display in the beginning, they were sold immediately.
No, this was the ones that after your exhibit.
Okay.
This was the ones that remained.
Okay.
And I'm thinking there were five, but I don't remember. It's been several years ago.
Okay.
But what I do remember is the way that they had them displayed, it was basically like a circle, and you would go into the center of it, and you could literally feel it opening you. There was a synergism between those particular paintings and the way that they had them positioned, that if you walked into a certain point, it was like it was going into the vortex. It was opening you. And it was very interesting to watch people who were coming in for healing work or for energy work or were coming in for psychological counseling, because they had the reception area positioned where you would go through this artistic display and would be actually sitting in it. And it was amazing to watch people, before they even got into work with the practitioner they were coming to see, to watch them come through the door, check in, and then go over to wait a few minutes surrounded by your art. It was amazing, totally amazing.
And it
you
was...
You watch their faces change.
Yes, it was... I've had people actually just go into a state where they could be in a total concentration for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and they think it's a minute. They think they just were, glancing at it.
Right. Well, most people, when they get to a practitioner's office, they've driven there, they're stressful. They're there usually because they're having something stressful going on in their life that they're looking for some guidance or help or something that will make them be able to cope better with and shift that stress or change the perspective. And it was very interesting to watch these people, you know, come in right off out of driving, and I found the traffic in that particular community, because it was an area I wasn't familiar with, I found the traffic very stressful to me. And it was just amazing to watch the transformation that just a few minutes of being surrounded by art. And this was whether or not they even looked at the art, because a lot of them would come in and would still be talking on their cell phones or would get out something or would balance their checkbook and wouldn't even be perceiving the art. And there was a difference between the ones who actually took the time to notice their surroundings and the ones who didn't take the time to notice their surroundings. There was a difference in how rapidly and how more deeply they would be affected. But even the people who didn't even look up from the cell phone or the checkbook until they were called to go to their session, even they went through a shift that was perceptible to an observer.
You know, one of the most delightful phone calls I got was from the Enrichment Center when there was a little boy 7 years old and the parents were having a very stressful time because they put him in a school that they thought that he was mentally
developmentally disabled.
Yes. And when he got into the school, they said, you know, I don't think he is. There's lots of other things going on. They tested him, and they thought that he had autism maybe. So they brought him to another school. But he was going through this process of washing his hands too much and never smiling or communicating, never asking for anything. And so they brought him to the Enrichment Center. And as soon as he walked in, he saw the musical notebook and the artwork all in display, and he started laughing. And he started talking to the art and to the book and told his mother he needed the musical notebook. And she said, why? And he just started laughing, and he said, God's talking to me. He's talking through these I don't know how he called it, like art, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and book. And it changed him.
Wow.
It totally changed him. He stopped washing his hands, you know, because they were bleeding.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And he did get one of the books, and that was kind of his homework. And he could communicate what was going on with him, where he couldn't before. So it affects everyone differently. It's what is subtly, it's a communication subtly to each person without threatening them, you know, with a conversation that might be too overwhelming for someone. This artwork and these musical notes just subtly communicate to their souls, to their being.
It's a different language. It's a language of symbols, and they're obviously universal symbols, but you don't see them out there in use.
No.
But it's with the language, and it communicates at a level that is not verbal. And it's communicating not only through the eyes, it's communicating by the resonant frequency of the combination of the colors and the shapes.
Right.
It's just, your work is just absolutely amazing. I don't, do you do any prints of your work?
Yes. Yes. Which is good because I have, I mean, even soldiers that are going to Iraq or different difficult areas, they will take my artwork and put it in.
What, put it in their cell phones? Hello?
Okay, let me see what happened here.
Yeah, we just lost it.
Yeah, it looks like we lost her phone connection.
Okay,
Why don't we take a commercial break while she's reconnecting?
Right, while we're getting her reconnected, can we do our commercial break early? That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Okay, well, thank you all for joining us today on Freedomizer Radio, and we will be back after this short commercial message while we wait for our guests to return.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer Radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
Yes, freedomizerradio.com. I hope you'll come by and check out all of our affiliate links. Supporting these products and services support the programming here at Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Ron from Ron's Media Matrix on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Be sure to catch my show broadcast here every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're listening in another part of the world, that's 1,800 to 2,200 hours Greenwich Mean Time. We're here covering breaking world news, current geopolitical trends, keeping you up to date on the latest science and technology, along with interviewing a wide range of guests, first in a variety of special topics, and that's not all. Freedomizer Radio broadcasts 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, with other talk show hosts that cover a wide variety of topics, including health, current events, emergency preparations, spiritual interests, and much, much more. So be sure to stay tuned and at www.freedomizerradio.com. That's www.freedomizerradio.com. And if you're away from your home computer, you can always listen to us on your cell phone by calling 347-324-3704. That's 347-324-3704. And thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Red from the Red Pill Show. Are you trying to wake up? Are you trying to wake some of your family members and friends up? Are you hearing,
I don't want to talk about it. I got my own problems.
Or, oh, hey, man, dude, I don't want to hear that. I got a job and I got to feed my family.
Well, tune in on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll try to wake them up. Remember, it's everything and anything against the New World Order here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, well, thank you. And we're back with Judy and her guest. So take it away, ladies.
I tell you, we've just been having these crazy phone interruptions on our connection. Mary, we lost you. Mary D'Ambrose is back with us of Serotonin Art, www.serotoninart.com. We lost you. We started talking about that you had prints available of your artwork. People could buy a print if they couldn't afford an original, and that the soldiers were taking these overseas when they were going overseas. Now, were they taking them as pictures in their cell phones, or were they buying prints to take with them, or both?
They were taking prints and putting them in their backpacks with the symbol.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
People connected and attuned.
Yeah,
I understand that concept. I understand that concept. Many years ago, I went to a group. It was down in Houston. It was a group of artists. They met once a year. And for some reason, they always brought the hostess an egg. I never quite understood that. But they had you dress up as a bag lady or a bag man, but it was mostly women. And you would bring a pack, a bag with you, that was something that you could not live without if you were homeless on the street. And then you would reveal to the other people that were there what your items were and why you brought them with you. And it was very interesting to see several of these artists actually brought art, and the art was quite often someone else's art. And it might be a picture of that art, or it might be, because, you know, this had to be a bag you could carry. It might be a picture of that art. It might have been like a card that had been made from it. It was very interesting to see. And how some of them said, I couldn't live without this. And so I'm wondering, are there other artists who actually, that you've ever discovered, because at that time I wasn't looking at art as providing a portal. Are there other artists that you think are doing that?
I think in a different degree, all artists create different portals. They have their, you know, it's a communication to me with all that there is. I sat down as a child. My first outing in school was at a fine art gallery in Boston, where I was fortunate to sit and just, as the other students walked, I mean, I was really young, walked around, and I had the privilege of sitting with just one-on-one with a Monet. I left. I went in and never, no, and I'm just this little kid, and I realized this is where I've been, this is what I've done forever.
Well, now, is that where they started calling you Magic Mary? Where did you get started being called Magic Mary?
Well, I have so many clients around the world and very unusual beings. And they just, I don't know how long ago it was, but they just started calling me Magic Mary or MM. because their lives just were just magic was coming into their lives after they worked with me. And so, yeah, that's where they started calling me Magic Miriam.
It's very interesting. One of the things that I read about you was an experience that was written about by one of your clients that came for you to work with them on their your healing work that you do, your one-on-one sessions, not just with your art, but actually with your presence. And the person wrote, "My experience with Magic Mary and her bestowed gifts during sessions helped clear and establish a singing or harmonic locations in my body where I had had pains and strains and tightness that kept me there in them. I feel she helped me establish locations which were clear harmonic points, clarified points on a trail so I could have a base or a signpost to unravel and relocate myself within myself to see or mark my way through the mire of the layers of the self, because I'd been lost within myself in the layers of being that prevented my freedom. Locked up in feelings and wanting to cognize, but being stuck somehow to unravel myself in an understanding wholeness. She, meaning you, Magic Mary, put markers, energetic areas of clarified vibration that I could know by their tone and our awareness shared, by her conscious placement in me. I feel put together, held up, acknowledged, seen, supported to sprout a wholeness, to be seen and see in safety, a grace to become, breathe deep, be loved, and an invitation into a magic manner of living, deep, deep, palpable, a warm, liquefying, tonal, bottom level. Completion to myself, like permission, is given to be whole, like what happens between things in the pattern of the flux inside the physical, like a frequency, a pulse. This is as my experience was written. I know Magic Mary has sincere dedication to her work, and I continue to work with her as my healing and insight about the nature of life unfolds." And I think that is just fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous. Do you hear the sounds off the body just as you hear the tones with the music? Do you hear it coming off the body? Or do you know where it needs to come off the body and connect it?
It's both. I have clients that I've never met in the physical, but I can see them. In fact, they see me by the time, if we do meet, or they see a picture of me, they go, "Oh my gosh, you're exactly how I saw you." I see their colors, their different tones, the imbalance, the structure of their physiology. It's like I can mold it while I'm talking to them, and their voice will. They can talk for the longest time, and the music won't come out until maybe a certain time, and that's when it's like that's where I can go in and repair.
Wow.
So it's and I will travel with them. It could be any time period. It could be the future, a lateral, like simultaneous, or it can be a past. And it's what they can handle at that moment that allows me and the universe, as I say, to go in and do the repair. And when someone comes to see me on a one-on-one, it's preparation, quite a bit of preparation before they come so they can handle the energy. And then I, as myself, will change my field to handle their field, but not all the way, so that they can grow. But it's like a dial. So I dial in their energy field. And when they come, they don't have to bring all of their shields. You know how heavy it is? Most people have shields of protection. So they come through the door without their shields.
Wow.
And it's a fantastic feeling for them. It's like an oasis to say, oh, I can rest and drink and find common ground, common thoughts. And that's when the repair starts again. People have been on journeys for a long, long time.
Wow.
So it's like I said, I healed with their voice. I can hear their music. Or where it's not creating their music, and I go through their spine and repair that, because that's where the music should go up and down. And the musical notes that you have seen, how you can refer to that, where, you know, everything's a symbol. People have to learn how to read English or French or German or Latin or any symbol. And the musical notes are like barcodes. So, you know, when you go into a grocery store and you pick up a can of peas, there's a barcode and you just, you know, run it through the computer. And it goes, oh, yeah, those are peas, Del Monte. That'll be 59 cents a can. That's exactly how the notes are. You know, the inner guidance system says, oh, yeah, I know what that is. You know, I remember that. That's kind of like my barcode. So load it with information, and it says, I'm here to help. I'm here to repair.
Like a barcode, huh? It's an identifier. Like
barcodes.
Yeah. Interesting.
And the vibration, like I said, I have done little workshops around hospitals or wellness centers or even, like I said, private sector, where I will write symbols on a piece of paper. They can't see it, but they can feel it. And it'll be one of maybe clearing depression. And you'll see the audience either starting to get emotional or edgy, or some will cry. And then you put something on that brings joy, and they'll start laughing. It's easier when you don't have such a hard case. You know, you're not so entrenched into what is considered real or factual. Like children, they're easy. They're liquid.
They're more in tune with their divine original blueprint, and we tend to socialize that out of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it because it was socialized out of us, and it's what we know. And your art is something that gets people back to being in touch with themselves and in touch with what they feel and in touch with what they sense. I think that that there's a huge, huge opportunity in the many shifts that are being made in the medical community today. We're starting to see more and more art come into places that are historically cold feeling. They just built a new hospital in our area, and every wall is covered with art. It is almost like going into art gallery or a museum just to walk down a wall to a patient's room. And we need more and more people like you, Mary, who are...
Are you there?
Like...
No, I'm here.
Judy,
going back
time.
And forth.
You guys, I think it's the energy that you guys are creating.
I think so. I think it is the energy.
Oh my goodness, my goodness.
Well, now, did she get bounced?
Yes, apparently. I'm sure she'll call right back in.
Yeah, I got bounced, but I got back in.
Exactly. For the future, Mary, I know what you've been doing, and you talk a lot about what you've been doing, but do you have any plans for the future that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I'm working on a children's book right now with musical notes and another one, Vehicles of Light. So that's on the drawing boards right now. Everything's being put together.
Children's
so
book
of musical notes. It's called Bands of Love for Children.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And the other one is Vehicles of Light.
You talked a little bit about some of the workshops and seminars that you've done in different places. I'm kind of curious about the content of your workshops. Can you pick one and kind of share with us what those workshops include?
I think she's trying to cut through now, Judy.
Oh, there she is.
Okay.
Hi. She's back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we're getting targeted just a little bit here. But let's just keep going with Mary. You were talking about your workshops.
I've done different ones where people have participated in it. It was the musical notes and the artwork, and then it's like Judy's trying to get through this line, her phone, so I'm cutting in and out. And then it's the waking up, and we talk about the amnesia factor and how different people can handle, they're having a difficult time handling the new information and the energy that is going through them. And so that is something we go over a lot because it is at times what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are experiencing like headaches or and that's when I talk about the rewiring that is taking place to handle the new information that is coming in. So it's you know, we talk about it's like recreating a new body to handle what is going on. And with this amount of energy, people's diets are changing. They're not eating the heavier foods. They're eating more liquefied. And at some times, which is very difficult, is the during repair time, people get very tired and sleepy. And then they're over-energized. So I get a lot of questions on how to handle that. And the more exercise that people have, they have to really exercise blocks of energy affecting and becoming very painful in their body if they're not constantly releasing these and they are like blocks of information.
Now, how do you get someone to release? How do you teach someone to release?
Well, you know, it's twofold. They have to really want to. Some would like me to do all the work. You know, they come and say, you know, I've got a weekend and I'd like to change. You know, and I love that one, you know. So I have to put it in a way that that's their physiology mentally in, you know, could not handle the change so rapidly. It has to be done slowly and very carefully, working with the psyche of a person when old patterns come. And really wanting to release them. Some say they want to, but they really don't want to do the work because it is work. A lot of work to change. But it's worth it.
Wow.
Because when it does, it is magical. Staying in a grateful, gratitude life, no matter what happens, you can ride any wave, because you see the illusion in the other.
That's interesting. I just walked out here on the farm that I'm in the horse rescue, and I've never had this happen. I come here, I've been coming here for years, and I just walked out side, and I am surrounded by all of the chickens and all of the roosters.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they were hearing your voice through the phone.
Oh, they do. And they will.
I've never had them do that. I've been coming here for years. Usually they go the other direction.
Animals, that's animals kept me sane, basically, because they're so pure. They're so incredibly pure. And if you pay attention to them and know, tell them of their value, that you know their value and that they're all part of all that there is, they'll be so attracted to you. Hey, you know, just like horses, you're at a horse rescue. I work with horses. I've worked with horses all my life. Funny, when they talk about the horse whisperer, I thought that was normal. No?
It is.
You know,
it is. What's
normal?
What's not normal is not being able to communicate with them.
Yeah. So communicating with dogs and cats and horses and birds, you know.
Well, one of the things that I learned early on in studying a particular field of study, it's called radionics, and one of the things that I learned very early on is that quite often you can get much faster results with working with nutrition to help an animal than a human, because an animal has no preconceived notion that what you're doing could possibly not work.
I had this magical cat that came to me and told me his name. He was so magical. And part of the scenery here of very magical little animals that are here. And he got sick. And I said to him, and he hated vets. He told me, I never want to go to a vet. You know? So I said, if you keep this up, I'm going to have to take you to a vet. And I just said this, you know, from mind to mind, basically. You've got to show me a sign that you can get better, or I will take you to a conventional doctor. And he got up, shaky as he could be, and like said, I can do it. I can get well.
Wow.
I'm just overworked, because all the animals are here to show us and to work with us. Their energy guides us. We just haven't gotten that yet.
Right? We just aren't listening.
We're not
listening. We're not deciphering it right, you know?
They're trying to tell us things.
Wow.
They'll actually build up your field.
Mm-hmm.
Having them around, it builds your field up.
Well, Tom and I have a zoo here. But when you talk about communicating with an animal and saying, look, you know, if you can't get better, I'm going to have to take you to outside help. And they really don't want to leave their home.
No.
They really are more comfortable and do better in their own home if you can at all care for them. And we had a cat who had a very large inoperable brain tumor. And we started giving it FEACT and had gotten it to shrink, but the cat had a stroke and it could no longer walk. And we had worked with it for a month with exercises, and now I know other things nutritionally to do that I didn't know then. But the poor cat couldn't get up and get to the litter box, and I was, every time the cat went to the bathroom, I was having to take this cat and give a cat a bath, and cats don't like baths. But it was the only way I knew, you know, to care for it at home. And so Tom sat down with the cat that was at that time like 18 years old and held it all night. And the cat had been able to walk for 6 weeks at this point, and he said, and the cat's name was Johnny Thunder. And Tommy spoke out loud, and he says, Johnny Thunder, I love you dearly, and you've been just a wonderful cat to me, but it's awful hard on Mom to take care of you, and if you can't get yourself to the litter box, we're going to have to take you to the vet in the morning and have you put to sleep. Do you know, the next morning when I walked out of the bedroom, the cat was in a bed right outside the bedroom door because I was allergic to cats, so I couldn't sleep with the cat. And the cat, plus he couldn't control his elimination. That cat looked up at me, screamed bloody murder, lunged out of his bed, ran down the wall, leaning against the wall, and fell into the litter box and peed all over everything. And we decided we needed to work longer with the cat. Within a week, the cat could get down the hall by leaning and could get in and out of the litter box, and that cat lived, I think, like 5 more years.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And so they do understand. They very definitely do understand. So I think we tend to underestimate not just the pets, but any animals. And if we just reach out to them, they will respond.
And they are here to, I mean, it's all nature. It's all nature, laws of nature, is to assist in getting back to the big circle we started, was to help man awaken from the amnesia factor. And you know, one question that I get a lot is, you know, at my age, can I catch up? Can I wake up enough? And everyone that is awakening, or it's like a big circle where one assists the other. It's like spreading the energy, giving one to another. So it makes it easier for the one that's maybe looks like behind, and they're really not behind, because it's all one time, as you'd say, or non-time. And for people not to worry about that.
Yeah, Mary, if people want to reach you for reconnective healing, or if they want to reach you about your art, or reach you to schedule a session with you, or if they want to find out about your books that you've written, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, the best way is right now is through, they can either call me on my cell and leave a message, which is a good idea, or they can send me an email to universaladvisor@gmail.com. That's another way.
Okay, and they can also go to your website, which is www.serotoninart.
Mm-hmm.
That's serotoninart.com. And thank you so much, Mary, for joining us today. I hope you will come back and join us again. Do we have a cookie out there today? Is Cookie with us today?
She, no, she is not.
She isn't? Oh, well, then we can, are there any other announcements that we need to make?
No, I don't have any other announcements today.
Don't have any other announcements. Okay, well, let me tell our audience again one more time about the event that's coming up in Allegan, Michigan. This is an annual conference. It's a fun camping conference, and it's a family camping conference, but it's a, my partner calls this the woo-woo fest. And it doesn't matter what you're interested in, you're going to find something there that you're just going to love. To give you kind of a lineup of who are the speakers this year, we're going to have Melissa Benjamin does a fabulous play shop for kids of all ages. She teaches belly dancing is one of the things that she teaches. And her husband, Tim Benjamin, is going to teach about dowsing. And Alan Drew from Canada is going to teach about forgiveness. Gail Mack is going to channel Mary. Ellen Constantino is actually going to talk about the Holy Grail and the Unified Field Theory, but she's really going to reveal information about Nassim Harriman's brand new published paper. Al Rutke and Shelley Bourne are going to talk about many, many things Egyptian. Shelley Bourne is going to speak about pyramids, tools for protection, liberation, and transfiguration. Tao Hong is going to speak about spiritual anatomy. Joyce DeNille is going to speak about cholesterol. Is it your friend or foe? Bruce Forrester is going to talk about healing hands. Jean and Dottie Newman are going to present Ecuadorian oils and neuroauricular emotional release. I'm going to talk about sonic research and how the sonic frequencies create the sword and the cup and how this can be used to create portals. James McNadd is going to do a meditation on healing the body. Elizabeth is going to speak about the spiritual grandmothers. Daniel Kolos is going to talk about internet quantum connections. Daryl Brand will be presenting on the harmonics of ascension and dimensional tools. The theme of the entire conference is healing the planet through vortex of love. That was Saturday's lineup. Sunday's lineup, Jean Shinners is going to be leading conscious evolution. I hope she's going to lead us in last therapy again. Peter Champeau is going to talk about earth rings, gravities as consciousness. AU is going to speak about the secrets of gold. John and Robbie are going to present the ethics of sacred space. Stacey Rush is going to speak about DNA theta expression of divine. Pat Forrester is going to talk about survival and business. Trent is going to speak about methods with a tent, Trent Amy, and he's going to also talk about his wonderful water of his wonderful experience and knowledge about mineral waters as baths as a form of healing, because that's actually his work and a lot of his research. Vicki Pels is going to give us astrology for the grid keepers. Michael and Sandy Kay will be sharing Gandalf's wisdom and the Glia movements. Leslie Noble will be speaking about the power of the grandmothers. Steve Hardy is going to speak about his theories and about pyramid energy and working with the native elders and how they can interconnect. Kim Randall is going to speak about iridology. Daniel and Mary are going to speak about the Knights Templar, and it's just going to be a fabulous time. We hope you will join us. Children can attend for free as long as their parents are with them or one parent is with them. It is primarily a tenting camping conference, but there are hotels available for people in the area. If people are interested, they can email me at www.sunformula.com, and I will send them the conference schedule.
Okay.
We've had a great show today. I so enjoyed having Mary D'Ambrose back again of Serotonin Art. I hope she'll join us again soon.
I hope she will, too. Well, thank you very much for hosting the show today, Judy, and look forward to next Wednesday.
All right. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday. I will see you then, and we'll probably chat in between, too.
I'm sure we will.
Blessings
to all. Okay, God bless her. And stay tuned for the creepy Canadian, Miss Tammy, with the crazy dragon's den, and she'll be right with you. So stay tuned.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Oh, I've been muted all this time and no one told me. Oh, terrible. Hi, Barry. Are you there?
I am here now. After flying around on the internet here trying to figure out what I'm doing, being a 58-year-old computer dummy that I am, I finally figured it all out.
I hear you. Well, it's not just you, my friend, because it seems that we've been hacked today and... I just realized someone muted me without my knowledge, and I unmuted myself just as you showed up. But, hey, I am so glad you're here. I have no idea how long I've been muted or if it just happened. But, anyway, Barry is here, and Barry is here to talk to us today about Rick Simpson and his cannabis oil and this really huge, exciting endeavor that's been happening. I explained some of it in the beginning, but like I said, I don't know when I got muted. It wasn't muted when I started. So, thank you, hacker. Not. Oh, there's something in the chat room I just wanted to read from Cheryl. Okay, maybe I said something wrong. I sure wish people would get the facts straight. Dang it. Okay. RealPharmacy.com, hempcrete made from hemp used to build houses. I've seen that. That's awesome. Hempcrete. The older it gets, the harder it gets. And it's mold resistant. That's cool. Okay, I'm just going to finish reading this, Barry. Hold on, because I'm going to do this for Cheryl. This is one of her things. Hempcrete creation is hemp, which comes from the cannabis sativa plant, the same one that produces marijuana, which is a federally banned substance. Because of this, industrial hemp production is illegal in the United States. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. Okay, Barry, you want to touch on that now that you're here? You know anything about that? Mind you, that's American. We're Canadian.
Well,
the difference is between the cannabis plants.
Hempcrete's made from a product that has it's made from the hemp fiber that has no THC in it at all. So there's absolutely no reason for it to be banned, man. The industrial use of hemp, there's no reason for it to be banned. Because you'd have to you'd have to smoke 300 joints to even get a tiny little buzz, and by that time you'd have such a headache and be so sick that you wouldn't want to look at the shit for the next year. But anyways, what's going on in BC? BC is exploding right now, folks, with incredible interest on Rick Simpson's visit to the province. We've now lined up an itinerary of 8 cities that Rick is going to be talking to, including stops at Simon Fraser University, The Art Gallery in Vancouver, Queen Elizabeth Theatre now is a group that's going to rent that, and they're going to have Rick talk there. We're going all over the province, and groups are rallying all over the place. It's a real unifying thing that's happening here with the whole movement in British Columbia with Rick's visit and his attendance around the province. We're gonna rock BC. Real cool what's happening, guys. And it started out as just a visit for Rick to come out and take some time off and relax a little bit, because the gentleman's been campaigning relentlessly for the last 10 years of his life. He really needs a little bit of a break, but he's a warrior. And the opportunities now to speak to the whole province of British Columbia was put in front of him. And of course, he's jumping up and down, raring to go. So that's what's happening in BC. It started out as a little visit, has now turned into a province-wide campaign for Rick. So it's really developed quickly.
A real tidal wave. You're absolutely right. I was looking at some of the history of Rick, because I've had an opportunity to do that since I talked to you yesterday. And he had his own need for the essential cannabis oil for his own personal reasons.
Right. That's what got him into it.
Yeah.
That really got him looking at it 10 years ago.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Sorry. I said that's what really got Rick into it, and that was 10 years ago. So,
okay,
go ahead.
It's all good. So he started researching all about the benefits and helpful benefits about this essential cannabis oil, and it was in 2009 that his research was interrupted by the Canadian government. Do you know how that happened?
Well, he was
arrested.
What
came about that?
He was arrested and charged, you know, with cultivation, possession for the purpose, blah, blah, blah. Many counts, and as far as I know right now, the charges have been dropped. They don't have a foot to stand on. Rick will take him to court and make him look stupid. And
I actually saw the video on YouTube where they actually, the police are raiding his house, and it's all recorded, and they make a statement saying, oh, we didn't know we were being recorded, but you actually see the video, 24-hour surveillance on every window and every door, and you know.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, he's... You know, that whole issue right now has been kind of put to rest as far as the last I heard on it. But we'll see where it goes. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
For sure.
There's too many people behind the movement now in Canada.
Yeah, and that was all RCMP too, was it not?
Of course. Well, we don't call them RCMP. We call them Nazis.
I was being politically correct.
Yeah, Harper. We call them Harper's Nazis, but you can call them RCMP if you want. If you want to be politically correct about it.
I'm good. Thank you for that. Okay, so
hey,
this
I didn't say
year,
I didn't say I was going to restrict what I want to say here, man. I speak my mind.
No, I appreciate your honesty. I have nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, so it's this year, 2013, that cannabis has been proven to be a huge benefit to health and welfare, right? This is what he's finally been able to tell people. Is this what's going on right now?
Everything that Rick has been telling people for the last 10 years, he's been vindicated on. The medical reports now are far and wide-reaching, undeniable, unequivocal proof that the cannabinoid has incredible effects on cancer in the human body, in most cases either stopping it dead in its tracks or complete remission. There's literally thousands of links on Facebook now and testimonials about people that have used the oils and seen complete and total remission in cancer. It also has effects on lots of other disorders in the human body, but I don't profess to be an expert in any shape or form.
Yeah.
I actually got only into this movement. I'm kicking myself in the butt for it, but I only really got into this about 5 months ago. I should have been into it 5 years ago, but I woke up and really kind of smelled the coffee, looked at the reports, really started to understand the incredible power of this plant and what it can do for our human race. And the whole movement's kind of grabbed me by the testicles, you might say.
Yeah, it has.
And now what's happening in British Columbia, it's just unbelievable what's going on out here. It really is.
Well, what were you doing before you started helping Rick out here with your discovery and opening up?
I don't know. I've been on the internet for 5 or 6 years looking at rabbit holes, you know, corruption in government. Gone down lots of rabbit holes.
Yeah.
I've studied the Bilderberg Group and studied the Bohemian Grove and studied 9/11 for days and weeks. And I just don't go down those rabbit holes anymore, man. I kind of find them.
Yeah.
I can have a lot more positive effect on people by spending my time being involved in
on the good
movement.
Side of the whole.
Yeah. You know why? This has the possibility, really, folks. Like, I mean, Rick said the first time I ever listened to Rick talk on the radio, he said, you know, like this plant has the capability to literally revolutionize our planet and heal the planet from the inside out. And I've done 4 or 5 real hard months of research. I don't have a great memory, so I can't pull up everything I've looked at off the tip of my head, but everything I've looked about the hemp plant, the use of the hemp plant in industrial use as well as our medical use, is it's just a win-win and a win. There's nothing negative about it. It is so positive. And we as a race really got to grab this and start to run with it, because our planet is dying, guys, very quickly.
Oh, I totally agree. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm forced into the rabbit hole because I have the Morgellon condition, and no one could tell me why I was getting sick, what was causing it. It had to be me figuring it out and falling into some holes and finding out how these holes were kind of interjecting with each other and leading me on other little trails. So, yeah, here I am now. And I'm at the really point now where nothing is surprising me anymore. You know what I mean? You can pretty much tell me anything, and I'm like, ah, yeah, I heard that last week.
Yeah, yeah, it was on YouTube, so it's true.
I'm like, well.
No, but you're right. Nothing surprises me anymore, especially when it comes to government pharmaceuticals, government corruption. Nothing surprises me. It's an all-out attack. It is an all-out attack right now, guys, on this hemp movement, because it represents such a threat to the power elite. Period.
Well, it does, because it can replace fuel, it can replace food, it can replace medicine. It's inexpensive. Anybody can grow it. Gosh, there's so many things. Yeah, and it's a weed.
It's a weed. It'll grow anywhere, man.
And this is something else I learned after I watched Rick's video. There's cannabinoids. The oils have different levels to treat different conditions in the most effective way. And there's five major ones. So we have the cannabidiol, cannabichromine, cannabigerol, and delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol. Oh my God, I did that.
I can't believe you did that. I was going to say those words, but I cannot even begin to get them out of my mouth. So.
Well,
my tongue really gets tied up really quick, buddy. It's holy shit. Yeah, there is. And
but those are the five major ones, eh? And that's the ones he's really excited to study, because these ones are definitely hitting on medicinal problems. And he's also talking about studying more into the cannabis plant and some other medicinal plants as well, now that he can get back into his research.
Right, and that's what we're setting up in Spain right now. I sent you a little bit of information on that. And that is gaining so much momentum right now. It is incredible. It's done.
Yeah, I would really love for you to start scratch on that. That I am so impressed with, and I would love to spread the word on this, because I think it's a wonderful, beautiful start to a really good thing. And not only for the wellness clinics or centers that he wants to start, but I'm also thinking of the potential employment to the communities that are going to allow these wellness centers, because he's talking about you're going to need a lot of land to grow the product.
Right.
You're going to need the greenhouses and the production facilities, which will give gainful employment in the countries that are going to allow the products of this medication. So please continue. Give us what's going on to change the world.
Well, we started, the concept actually was only formulated less than 4 weeks ago, and with Dark City crew, we all sat down one day, and Paul Hayden was actually the gentleman that spearheaded the idea, but once the idea started flowing around amongst the Dark City crew, who I'm a member of, it just gained momentum. So we talked to Rick, and we're forming a society. The society is actually, we're at stage one and almost at stage two, because of some individuals that are getting involved in this. The founding fathers are in place, what we call the base founders, and that's a group of us that have actually done something about this financially to get the ball rolling. And what's going to happen in Spain is we hope to, in the next couple years, have a full-blown research facility set up where we can grow the best hemp in the world, produce the best oils in the world, tailor the oils to different diseases, different levels of cannabinoids, different cannabinoids for different situations. And if Rick is given the time to research this, the sky's the limit. And it's not only Rick, it's once this is established, we get a few other smart minds in there that are real, real smart people, and let them work with Rick and watch out what can happen here in the next couple of years on this planet. People come to this compassion club. We're setting it up that people with terminal cancer, the whole idea is that people can come to the compassion club, be treated for your cancer free of charge if necessary, and leave a healthy person. And that's Rick's vision.
That's right.
And that vision is shared by a lot of people now. We're trying to set an example for the rest of the planet. We also have a situation now developing very quickly in Uruguay along the same lines. This is all ground floor, what's happening right now with this. It's really ground floor, but it is gaining momentum by the day. And right after I get off your show here, I'm going on to Dark City because we are doing the Rick Simpson show right now.
I know, but I told you to wait for an hour. Thank you very
okay.
much for
they,
your
no,
time.
I told them I'd come over here because I'd like to talk to your folks and just give them a little heads up on what's going on in British Columbia and how fast the momentum is growing. One of your funny things is every one of these groups in British Columbia has now approached their MLA and demanded their attention or their attendance at these speaks because you are elected representatives. This is scientific information that's going to be disclosed. We want your attendance, and they're all getting positives. So whether they agree
with
it or not...
Hold on a second, Barry. For my listeners out there, can you tell them what an MLA is? Because remember, I have American and Canadian listeners.
Just remember...
They won't know what an
Our provincial member of parliament. Our provincial member of parliament, okay?
Right.
NDP, our NDP representative in Skeena North here is Robin Austin. And Robin Austin has scheduled two nights to appear with Rick when he speaks at the RMLE Theater here in Terrace on the 6th and 7th. But all these other groups that are forming in British Columbia, I kind of put this bug in their ear when I first started talking to them. I said, look, you know, whether they agree with us or not, as your elected representative of that community that you're in, you go to these MLAs and you tell them, hey, I want you to appear at this thing because this is scientific, factual information, and I want your attendance because you're going to be questioned about it afterwards. And every one of these MLAs that's been approached so far, I've just talked to a lady down in Nanaimo, I talked to a guy down in Nelson, and another gentleman in Grand Forks, and I got a lady right now in Penticton that's going to go after the, in Kelowna, that's going to go after their MLA. So what it is just putting them on the spot. It's like, okay, guy, you are our elected person, you're supposed to represent me, come out and listen to what's being said.
Yeah.
Whether you agree
yeah,
or
and it's nice to see people taking action instead of just talking about it. You know, like get off your butts and do something. And that is something. I'm so glad to hear that. I hope it really spreads.
Well, you know what the beauty of this whole thing is? That Rick is now going to be speaking at SFU in Vancouver. That's confirmed. Simon Fraser University.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Like I said,
university.
The whole key to this, guys, to making this movement come viral worldwide. And I've reflected on this many, many days with many, many people. We've got to reach the young people. They've got to be brought to their senses and realize that this planet that we have to live on for the next how many years is in very, very bad condition. And it is getting worse by the day. And here we have something that can actually make an incredible difference on the future for our children.
Yeah.
And that, to me,
totally
is what compels
agree.
Me, compels me to spread this information every day, everybody I meet. Anywhere in my life, I spread the info.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and I believe in gearing for the children for it because I find they're also misinformed in school when they do the drug intervention program and they demonize the weed because they're not explaining the full extent of how that kind of weed is totally different than what this is doing, you know, how the preconditioning is.
Right.
So they're bad, can't do it.
That's a very deep rabbit hole. We're not going to go into that one today because I could talk about
Thank
that for an hour.
Yeah, but,
the powers to
yeah,
be behind
oh,
these,
so
these
right.
messages, you know. It's a very, very
yeah,
deep rabbit hole. So all you got to do is follow the money.
yeah. Oh,
follow
good
the money,
point.
And it'll take you right where you want to know.
That is so the truth. That is so the truth. Okay, so that's the Compassion Club that... Rick and it was Paul Hayden have started from Dark City Radio.
And
now
myself.
Rick also has sorry?
And myself and a gentleman named Sparky
yeah.
and a gentleman named
sorry.
Lee. We're all founding right now, fathers of the operation.
Thank you, Barry. I'm terrible for names. I totally oversight on my part. I do apologize for that. And thank you for the other names. I didn't have them written down because we talked really fast yesterday. And what?
And of course, Rick Simpson.
Oh, of course, we can't forget Rick, the hero of the day. Absolutely not. Sorry, Rick. My apologies. Okay, so we were talking about when he gets these countries that are willing to do the medical part of it. We were talking about the greenhouse production lots of land. So we're talking, he could do a really good infrastructure in, let's say, a poor country, because the plant itself is easy to grow, and a little maintenance. It's just, you could do great infrastructure and get a good economy going with this, wouldn't you think?
It'll have an effect. The implications, really, man, this is, you really, when you start really looking at all the implications of what can be done with the Compassion Club, but not just that, just the worldwide awakening right now of what can be done with this plant to implement in all aspects of our industrial use to stop the killing of our planet. It's like,
yes,
all of a sudden, absolutely, guys, you know, our food chains, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait till the food chain breaks? Because the food chain,
right,
is under attack. And like I keep getting back to the one issue that just compels me, honestly, to drive at this, is what it can do to offset what's being done to the planet right now. And it's just awakening the mass, man, getting people aware of it.
Absolutely. And this cannabis plant, it can be made from food to building material and medicine.
Everything you're looking at right now in your room can be replaced with hemp.
Can be made. Absolutely agreed. Isn't that just crazy? And they've known this for so long, but again, it just proves that everything is run by corporation. It's all about the money. The little people don't help. Now, I have a question for you. When I first learned about Rick Simpson, I watched a video on a woman who had a nasty, nasty-ass tumor on her face. It was, oh, the poor woman. And I was following it a little bit, and then I lost my internet, so I wasn't able to follow. But she was using the cannabis oil when all doctors gave her no hope. They only gave her a few weeks left to live.
Mm-hmm.
And he had written updates. Oh, she's doing fine. She's laughing. She's singing. She's dancing even. How is that woman now? This was like last month I was reading up on that, I think.
She's in total remission.
Total remission.
There's another one just released out of Vancouver. The lady with a brain tumor. She was chemoed twice. It's available on YouTube, on Rick's Facebook, on YouTube, on the testimonials, or go to phoenixtears.ca and look at the testimonial pages. There's a lady in Vancouver, brain tumor, was chemo twice. They had told her that she had no hope. She got on Rick Simpson's oil. She called into Dark City the other day and talked to us while Joe Fort, a real strong activist in Vancouver, was on the line. This lady called in and was in tears, guys, about what had happened to her since she got on the oil. Her brain tumor has fucking gone.
Wow. That is just amazing. What a heartfelt story.
These testimonials are, there's thousands of them now, literally, around this planet. Go look at them. If that doesn't tug at your heartstrings, man, these poor children in hospitals getting fucking zapped with chemo, if that doesn't tug at your heartstrings, man, when there's a better option, then you're dead.
Yeah, I totally understand, and you're obviously very, very compassionate about what you're doing, and that's why you've been so doing it for so long. You started in March, I believe, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, started the radio station. You learned so much, and you started this Compassion Club. I think it's just beautiful. I know with me having Morgellons and being a part of a lot of groups, a lot of the people on the groups do use the cannabis oils for their lesions. We know it doesn't cure the Morgellons, but it does make a Morgellon victim comfortable, depending on your level of infection by the things. So we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll back. I'm looking for callers. If anybody would like to call in and talk to Barry or myself about Rick Simpson and his Phoenix Tears cannabis oil, that would be great. You can call me at 347-324-3704. You can Skype in today. We're having a little bit of difficulties with our web pages, but if you can navigate around, you might be able to find us. So in the meantime, I'm going to get a couple of our sponsors up here, and you can join Barry and I back very shortly. Stay tuned.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here: there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com. Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy. But it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Tammy, your crazy Canadian, and we are in Crazy Dragon's Den. With me today, I have Barry Prince, who is associated with Simpson and the Compassion Club that they have just started recently. That is just, oh my God, tidal waving across Canada right now with Rick Simpson and his essential oil, the cannabis oil, and it's all its medicinal purposes. So, Barry, is there anything you want to start off in our second half of the hour?
Well, just say the one thing that's really kind of deterred Rick in Nova Scotia here in the last couple years of his life is the redneck attitude in Nova Scotia towards this whole movement, okay? But coming to British Columbia, Rick really doesn't know what he's in for, because there's tens of thousands of activists in British Columbia now that are jumping off the walls, the opportunity to shake Rick Simpson's hand and listen to the man talk. Because his notoriety is recognized around the world, and we're very, very privileged to have him coming to British Columbia.
And, he must have been just overwhelmed with the open arms that he must have gotten. Absolutely, that was
I'm being bombarded here every day now with emails from other parts in British Columbia inquiring if he's available to talk, and unfortunately I can't put too much on the man's plate. I could probably have him talking around BC for a month if I wanted to arrange the gigs, but 10 days will be enough, and we're going to be exposed to a lot of people. Like I said, the bonus is we're also the group in Nelson right now has approached their university, and but we have Simon Fraser as a firm commitment in Vancouver that Rick is going to be speaking there, that it's also a little bit of a leverage to approach these other universities. Because I said, the young people, the ones that really got to, our university students, our high school students, have really got to be awakened to the potential of this and exactly what's going on this planet. And
it really doesn't
take a rocket science. I'm not an intelligent person. I don't have a great IQ. I never finished high school. But common sense tells me that this is the answer to so many people.
Yeah, it seems to be, like I said, I've been looking into it myself, and we were talking yesterday, and you dropped a video my way. It's a YouTube video. It's Rick Simpson, Dark City, Phoenix Tears Compassion Club.
Right.
You can search that on YouTube. And he does a little speech on it, which is really profound and well said and articulate. But I think you laughed at me for this, because when we did chat afterwards, I'm like, I had no idea he was so mature, because I expected a younger man, not a 63-year-old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really surprised. And then I'm watching the video, and he's... Yeah. Well, I'm watching the video, and he says, I want to go back to what I love. I'm a farmer. This is my plant. This is what I do. I need to learn more. And I'm like, wow. It's not about any of the other evil, demonizing things that people talk about or have this preconceived notion for. This is an actual, real medicinal seriousness, and someone is definitely going to take the bull by the horns and get answers, get people to listen, and blaze a trail. And I'm really impressed with that. Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
Just imagine, like, this Compassion Club. We have 40 or 50 people show up in a six-month period at a terminal of cancer. And they walk away completely healed, cured people. Say that happened. Well, how fast do you think this is going to go around the globe? How many people do you think they're going to tell, man? And you know, it doesn't take long. Well, that's totally what's happening right now with this whole movement, is people actually are starting to listen. Like, you know, 10 years ago, if I'd have gone to our local TV and radio stations here and told them about Rick Simpson and the fact that he's attending our community here, they would have probably shunned me. But they've all want him on their radio shows. They're going to allow me time to talk about him. They're going to want to do podcasts with Rick while he's in Terrace. The TV station here wants him on. It's the community is really starting to pay attention to the movement. So hopefully we open up a lot of minds here in the next 2 or 3 months, because it is so essential, guys. It really is. And I keep getting back to that, but that's what I really feel in my heart, that this is essential to the survival of our planet. And that sounds like a scary statement, but it isn't. It's really a fact, eh? And we got to address it. As responsible people, man, people that love our children, want to see our children and our grandchildren have a healthy life to live. Well, it's our responsibility now to really address this, because I think in the future we're going to be either recognized as the generation that did or the generation that didn't.
Yeah,
so kind of
well
up
said.
To, I think it's up to us, eh? It really is.
Yeah. Get off our butts and start.
Yeah, look into your heart.
Wait,
man,
for the other guy to do it, because you are the other guy.
That's
man.
It. Like, it's not going to get done unless we do it, guys. Everybody wants to sit around on the computers and send links around and talk about this and talk about that. But, you know, I made very little effort. You know, I honestly made very little effort to get this whole thing going. And I can just visualize if everybody in your community or if other people in Canada did the same thing, and we started raising a little bit of interest and get Rick touring your part of the country. But that's going to be kind of tough, because once he's finished in British Columbia, he is flying to Croatia. And from there, he'll be flying to Spain. He's going to be spending time in Spain, because the groundwork is in process. He's also got a booking in
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, and he's also got a booking in Czechoslovakia for a large group that are flying him into Czechoslovakia to talk. So he's going to be tromping around.
So this is a list of potential countries that he could really boost an economy for, too, as well. I think that's just beautiful.
British Columbia, yeah. That's what we're thinking, man. That's where we're going.
Yeah, that would be even better, because I was, well, before I realized I was muted, from what I understand with hemp growing, 80% of our export is hemp. Canada exports 80%, like, unbelievable. You would think Canada, being such an agricultural country that we are, we would be growing our own food, but we're only growing like 5% of what we really put on our tables. We're importing the rest of it. And our export is hemp. That floored me. Absolutely floored me. And it's Manitoba and Alberta are the main hemp providers in Canada. And 1 acre can produce 400 to 600 tons of hemp. That floored me.
Makes an awfully good fiber for paper, man. Unbelievable.
A lot of things.
Fiber. Yep.
Yeah. Like,
and it doesn't take 45 years to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't we need trees on this planet? Let me think. No. Somebody told me the trees were the lungs of the planet. No.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Wouldn't it be great if we stopped chopping them all down right now?
Absolutely.
Could be done.
Absolutely.
Overnight.
They
could be done overnight.
All that crap they're dumping on us in those chemtrails that are making everything.
It can be done. It can be done with the implementation of this plant.
I agree. If people would get off their butts and start doing stuff, boycotting things that are supporting things that you don't agree with, stop paying your taxes if you don't like what the government.
Don't support Walmart. Don't go to Starbucks for coffee. Don't drink Tim Hortons. All corporations.
Exactly.
Little things.
Exactly.
There's another, one of the links I'd like to share with you guys, too, is you want to listen to a gentleman talk on, real cool guy talk on Canadian politics, our Statue of Rights and Freedom, Section 32 and 30. You go to Section 32 and Section 52 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and read what it says about income tax and our tax system as it exists today. His name's Dean Clifford, and he has got links all over YouTube, and I'd really strongly suggest your listeners get an hour, go listen to what Dean has to say, because he's
Section 32
and
what, Barry?
Section 52 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and go
Thank
look at
you.
It and study what it says, and then go listen to what Dean Clifford has to say. Dean Clifford is coming to British Columbia the same time that Rick Simpson is going to be here. He has property in northern British Columbia on the Skeena River, very close to where I live. And he knows that Rick is coming to Terrace, and he is planning in being in Terrace at the same time that Rick is going to be here outside of our tour. I've also got a gentleman by the name of Dave Matthews that is going to come and spend, he's flying all the way from England to come and spend a week with Rick Simpson, Dean Clifford, myself. And we're going to spend a couple of days out in the ocean. We're going to come up with some ideas. So it should be a cool time. It's going to be a cool time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
What else did I want to ask you about? Jeez, I think we've pretty much covered everything I want to talk about.
Okay, real quick. Right after I'm off the show here, guys, punch in Dark City and listen to the last hour of Rick Searle's on. It's on right now.
Yes.
If you guys have an hour, punch in and listen to Dark City. I'm going to be blabbing on there a little bit. Rick's website, we know, is phoenixtears.ca. And from that website, you can get to literally thousands and thousands of links. If you don't want to go that route, just go on the internet and Google and punch in medical marijuana, and you'll come up with 1.6 million hits.
Wow. That's awesome.
Can I share a little bit of info about Dark City real quick with you before I go?
I'm
not promoting another station, but we started
in March.
I think
it's actually a good idea. But
okay, just 2 seconds.
Two seconds.
I got to share this with you. 2 seconds. We started last year in March. I wasn't there when the station actually started. Paul Hayden was the one that started. I got on that station about a month after they started. Denver got off. But our server in the last 14 days has had 1.5 individual IP hits in the last 14 days. So our audience is growing exponentially, to say the least. And those are confirmed individual IP hits on the server.
With the help of the Compassion Club.
Yeah, because Rick, a lot of it, the station has incredible guests, incredible talks, incredible people. I'm not here to pump another station, but...
No, I understand. Yeah.
It is growing exponentially. And
yeah, we have great talent here, too.
I know you do, and it just takes getting people into... Well, I'd love to get Rick. I mean, I've talked to Rick about talking on shows, and I'm sure I could arrange for him to come on here and blab. Like I said, it could even happen today.
Yeah,
if
we talked about
conflicting.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, conflicting time.
Well, I plan on, after I'm done talking to you, I actually plan on listening to your radio show after.
There you go.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave here, I'm going to punch in there. And, Join the party, because I know there's a lot of people calling in from Canada today. They're getting incredible interest in it. So I might even get a chance to talk. If we got a whole bunch of new callers, I'll just sit out, because we want to hear from the new people calling in. But we'll see what's going on over there.
Oh yeah, I think it's just wonderful. Holy geez. So we've got the Compassion Club with you and Rick and everybody else that's helped with that. Paul Hayden. We have Rick Simpson, his book Phoenix Tears. The Rick Simpson story, right?
Yeah.
Does he also not have a video?
Running from the Cure is actually...
That's it.
Okay? Running from the Cure. And all your viewers should go look at Running from the Cure, because it's a one-hour video that really will just hammer home exactly what we're doing, or what he's doing, and a little bit of background on Rick Simpson. And if you want to produce your own oil, it's explained in explicit detail. It is extremely easy. It is extremely easy to do. Extremely easy. A caveman can do it.
Okay.
Literally. It takes
He's
going to
get mad at you, that caveman.
Okay. I am telling your people, anybody that's out there who wants to listen in, you can go to that video, Running from the Cure with Rick Simpson, and he goes into a step-by-step procedure on producing your own oil. You can produce it today if you have the bud. The better the bud, the better the oil. We try
really,
to use,
that how it works? So is it a matter of how your THC is the better
strain.
Bud?
We try to use an indica strain with between 20 and 24% THC level, and we get phenomenal oil. Yeah.
Because I was looking at the hemp site on the Canadian hemp site, and they're only allowed 0.3 something of the THC level. I don't know what that means to me to compare.
Because they're not producing real oil. I mean, there's so many duplications. You really got to look at everything that everybody's doing. The pharmaceutical names of cannabis oils now they're trying to produce. It's just bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You've got to look at what Rick has done, his procedure, and that oil is what you want to produce, nothing else.
Because he actually mentions that in the video that I dropped in the chat book. He is going to measure oils against others. He's going to set standards and quality of the oils to receive the correct measurement for the patient.
Individual.
He will research what other medicinal purposes that the cannabis plant has and other medicinal plants. He will find the most medicinal strain and develop new varieties for the maximum medicinal values of cannabinoids.
Right. And that's why we need a research facility for Rick so we can crossbreed, we can do all kinds of stuff. And we also want to set up
non-GMO, of course,
Indica Go-Go, which is going to be the seed bank, eh? There's a big seed bank in the plant. Indica Go-Go is another project that we're working on, which is Rick Simpson's seed bank, and that's going to be made available to people around the world.
Yeah,
that's his vision.
He's
going to
make it inexpensive for everybody.
Rick would be a happy guy if he could just go out and walk through his fields of beautiful buds every day, talk to his girls, and research and produce the best oils in the world. And that's what the man wants to do. He has a heart of gold, guys.
Yeah, because he says, I don't want any money from any of this. I'm more than happy to just sit back, let everybody else do it. I'm comfortable with the royalties from my book. If they have to ask me any questions, I'm there for them, but I don't want to have to really do all of it. The books are open.
He's getting old.
Everybody's going to know what's going on. You know, I'm not hiding anything. This is for you to benefit humanity and mankind and the world.
Exactly. That's why anybody that's out there listening, that's why we need to get involved. We need everybody to get involved. Period.
Get off your butt, start researching and understanding. Look at those testimonials. I'm actually looking forward to seeing more of the testimonials because in my mind I keep thinking of that woman whose tumor was encasing half her head and half her ear. And she's singing and dancing and loving life.
Imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. When her doctor said, nah, you're dead.
Go home and die. Don't you love your doctor,
man?
I mean, the pharmaceutical industry, biggest killer of people in North America, the four biggest companies on the Fortune 500 are pharmaceuticals. I mean, they're making billions killing us. It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't go down that rabbit hole today.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what put me there. I'm a Morgellon victim. They want people like me sick, and then they tell us, like, oh, gosh.
Well, we got a new drug for you to try. Try this new one. If that don't work, we got another one up our sleeve. Thanks,
Doc.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I tell people like that, you know, you see it on the commercial, let's say a back pain pill, for example. I won't say any names on the air. But it tells you, oh, it'll fix your back pain, but look out for these side effects. It's like your cure is going to kill you or cause another problem. But, yeah, it's okay to take the pill, and they're doing it right in front of you. You see it, but you don't see it. Isn't that awful?
And people go out and get these drugs.
Exactly. And then they wonder why the livers are... Yeah, they wonder why their livers are failing, their kidneys are failing. Oh, gee, look at my skin. Oh, gee, I've had a stroke. Oh, gee, I had a heart attack.
Mad.
Well,
I'm
look at the warning.
I'm going to get mad. We don't want to go there today because it's all just getting mad, man. My opinion, the doctors are pretty low, okay? So let's just talk about something
nice.
We don't want to go there,
Barry,
man.
My best joke, and I've done this to my doctor, you're going to laugh, Barry. I promise you laugh because me and my doctor, we have a hate relationship because I'm Morgellon and he's just an idiot. So I'll go up to him and I'll say, what do you call the medical student that's got the lowest grade in his class? And he's looking at me, I don't know, a doctor.
A doctor.
He didn't think it was funny. I thought it was hysterical, but he didn't find it really funny.
Well,
but I chuckled on the way out.
It is a hypocrisy.
This is the same doctor that kicked me out of his office and told me it's my fault. But I'm sorry, what was that, Barry?
Well, you know, it is a hypocrisy when they know that these cures, these alternates are out there now, that they're not stupid. They read the reports. I mean, the one that was just released by the American Cancer Society, 18-page journal on the effects of cannabinoids and what's going on in the movements in the States. They're all aware of it, but yet they still go down the same path, man, because they all need to make a paycheck. And it's so sad how it's set up. The system is wrong. The system is killing us. And we as a people have to wake up and just say, hey, we've had enough bullshit. Nothing. This system is obviously not working. It can't be working. I mean, autism rates have gone through the roof. Cancer rates are going through the roof. All disease rates are just going everywhere. They're spiking everywhere. So the system is obviously killing. So we really do have to look at alternatives. And this one here, man, this one here has so many answers. Just take some time, guys. Take a couple hours and go on the internet and start studying some of the research on hemp and what it can be done, how it can be implemented into our society, and the changes it can make. And like I said, we're going to be recognized in the future, I think, really as the people that did or the people that didn't. And I'm going to do what I can to just help with the did. Okay? That's all I want to do. Help with the did.
I totally agree.
Help with the did.
Well, I've become an advocate myself, too, because being in Morgellon condition and also learning about GMOs, I'm all strictly organic now, so I'm using hemp soap. I'm using hemp milk and stuff like that. I understand, like, I could pretty much feed myself with hemp, and then I find out about the essential oil of hemp, or of cannabis.
And hemp hearts. I mean, that's an easy one, man. You can implement hemp hearts in your diet right away, and you'll see big spikes in your energy. I mean,
What's a hemp heart?
That's the inside of the hemp seed, man. You can buy them at any health food store, and they're called hemp hearts. And they are...
That's the green of the plant. Oh!
Yeah, and they're legal because there's no THC in them. But they got unbelievable levels of protein. I've started using them about 5 months ago. I've lost 14 pounds off my body in five
Congratulations.
Months. And my health, honestly, is way, way improved over the last 5 months. My arthritis, a few other issues are going away. But I've also implemented a little bit of oil into myself, too, for a while there.
Yeah.
But one thing that people have to realize that, you know, the cannabinoid oil, when it's produced properly, contains 100% THC. So if somebody with terminal cancer and they're put on the oil at a third of a gram a day, three times a day, they're basically going to be in a comatose state for the first 10 days. Oh, yeah, because you're going to be buzzed.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, you'd be buzzed out of your tree, man. But
I had no idea.
But what would you rather do to treat cancer? Go get chemo, take some morphine, or take something that's 100% natural?
I'm thinking painkiller on top of that? I'm in.
And all you have to do for the first 10 days until your body builds up a resistance to the THC, which it will, in a 10-day period, you'll be able to take somebody that was battling cancer, for example, in 10-day period, after they start on the oil at a heavy dose right away, what you need to get the maximum amount of cannabinoids in your body to attack the cancer cells, you're basically going to be in a comatose state for the first week until your body builds up a resistance to THC. After about 10 days, you could literally be taking a gram of oil a day, three times a day, a third of a gram is what we try to get people to do because it gives you a saturation period all day long. You can walk in society and function normally. And people wouldn't even know you're buzzed. That's a fact, okay? Because people that have done it have said that this is all through testimonials. So hear that the first week you basically want to sit home, play spider solitaire, lay on the couch, watch TV. You're not going to go to do too much in public because you will be very high. You'll be giddy and you'll have a very funny week. But after about a week or 10 days, the effect wears off. And you can still be taking oil and not walk around gooned out of your tree.
Wow.
So that I wanted to share with your people.
No, I'm glad you did because that just broadens it up even more because I know I've seen cancer patients and I've seen the pain they're in and the other medication they use. And I'm thinking, well, what a dual benefit right there. And I can also understand why Morgellon victims would be using it on their lesions because the pain has got awful. And any distraction to keep you away from that pain.
Yeah. And last week I threw my... Well, last week, honest to God, I threw my back out so bad here. First time in about almost 20 years I threw my back out. Just too much work over a short period of time. But I was in incredible pain. I came home here one day, and I have a little bit of oil in the house. I took a half a gram, which is a pretty heavy dose. But, you know, after about an hour, I didn't feel anything in my body. Nothing. I was like, okay. But and then they got me on the radio, and I was kind of a babbling idiot, but it all worked out well. Hey, one of the companies you want to go and look up is North American Hemp Company. They produce oils for your body, all produced from hemp seed. from the Hemp Heart.
Okay.
It's North American Hemp Company, and they're a Canadian company, and that oil, the lotion they produce, I got really dry skin on my knees and stuff. I've been using it on that for about 3-4 weeks, and it has totally gone away. All my dry skin on my body has gone away. And because I'm a floor layer, I'm on my knees all the time. One of my knees was getting pretty ugly, but I'll tell you, it's like it's looking almost new again. So that's one company to look up right away. And
anybody
that isn't using Hemp Hearts, go to your health food store and ask them for Hemp Hearts and get on them right away.
Well, now I know, yeah.
Put them in a milkshake.
I've probably seen them and didn't realize what they were. I'm still virginal, you know. I'm still learning this stuff.
Okay. Well, they're the best thing you can go get right away and start taking. Put them in a shake in the morning, put in a little bit of flaxseed, and away you go.
Well, that's great. Well, Barry, I thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us this afternoon, this morning for you, but this afternoon for me. And I hope my listeners got a really good earful of some really good benefits to cannabis oil and hemp in general, because it's a multi-purpose plant. Oh, my God. I think it's wonderful. So, Barry, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling in. And tell Rick we said hi. Love to... great endeavor. All the best to him. And, gosh, I couldn't even think of anything else I could say to the man.
You come on in the next hour there and tune in for a few minutes and give Rick a call if you want. You can talk to him for a minute.
Wants
to call in on Skype, you can talk to Rick. It's on Dark City Radio there. The link is on the bottom to Bob's Backyard. And I invite you all to give a call in and have a talk with Rick.
I thank you so much for that, Barry, and we will try our best. So I'll let you go for now, and thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great
day. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Crazy Dragon's Den. That was a really interesting piece of information. I got 26 seconds left. I believe Blake the Eccentric is going to be our next host here on Freedomizer Radio. So thank you for joining me today. You will see me again on Mondays and Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Many new topics coming up, and I'll be having a lot more guests showing up. And even though we had a little hacking issue today...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.